Howard Phillips Lovecraft, heaven knows, had a talent for writing which was of no mean proportion. Only what he did with this talent was a shame and a caution and an eldritch horror. If he'd only gotten the hell out of his auntie's attic and obtained a job with the Federal Writers Project of the WPA, he could have turned out guidebooks that would have been classics and joys to read forever. Only he stayed up there, muffled up to the tip of his long-gone New England chin against the cold which lay more in his heart than in his thermometer, living on 19 cents worth of beans a day, rewriting for pennies the crappy manuscripts of writers whose complete illiteracy would have been a boon to all mankind. Ah, but life is a boon, and producing ghastly, grisly, ghoulish and horrifying works of his own, as well of man-eating things which foraged in graveyards, of human beastie crosses which grew beastlier and beastlier as they grew older, of gibbering shuggoths and elder beings which smelt real bad, and were always trying to break through thresholds and take over, ruckus, squamous, amorphous nasties abetted by thin, gone New England eccentrics who dwelt in attics and who eventually were never seen or heard from again. Serve them damn well right, I say. In short, Howard was a twitch, boys and girls, and that's all there is to it.